Fred, Mike, and Larry here in studio. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas Eve day to you and yours.
Likewise, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Freddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm all right.
I mean, Larry.
That's all right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Trying to make sure I'm on point. And I dropped the ball. Sorry about that.
Something you don't do too often. We joked about that at a holiday show recently about fumbling and what that means to you. But in terms of what this game means, Fred Taylor, you've been around big spots before. Your team is going on the road to Buffalo, an opportunity to win the division with a win, an opportunity to clinch the number one spot in the conference, an opportunity to get home field throughout the playoffs of the Super Bowl. Is that a message that is being relayed throughout that locker room heading into Buffalo on Sunday?
We all know what's at stake. This is why we play. This is why we've been grinding since beginning of the year. Goes way back to off-season workouts, OTAs, et cetera, training camp. This is what's on the plate. And when you put all the marbles out there, Buffalo, division opponent, away game, the elements with the weather, the fact that those things are in front of us and right there at our grasping distance, we have to be ready. And I really think we are. We're having a solid week. And we got to go out there and try our best to bring it home. And it's not going to be easy. Buffalo is playing outstanding. And by no means will we overlook those guys.
Fred, you were with the Jags back in 99, and I remember you guys had home field, and you, of course, lost that AFC title game to the Titans. What do you tell your teammates about this time of year, about home field advantage, and about how special this is, and that it's, somebody like yourself, it's hard to get to this point, so you want to take advantage of it.
Well, Larry, I haven't spoken much about the home field advantage itself. We've been pretty steady at going week to week. I'm not sure the conversations what the other guys are having, but me personally, I haven't spoken much about or at any about the home field advantage. But I have told guys about the opportunities that you have to take advantage of. A lot of guys come into this game, they're successful in college, and then they get in the league. And like myself, 98, my rookie year, we went to the playoffs, divisional round, lost to the Jets. Following year, we AFC championship game, lost to the Titans 3 times in 1 season. And we didn't sniff a playoff again for about 6 years.
Mm.
But those first 2 years, you thought it was automatic. You don't realize how hard it is and all the work that you put in because you make it consecutively. But it's tough, man. It's hard, and you want to take full advantage of it. And I try and share that with the guys to let them know I've experienced it. It's real. So let's buckle down and let's try and do it right now. You have to be in the moment.
Fred, I know you're heading out to practice here in a second. Wanted to talk to you about what you talked to the media about a little bit yesterday, which was the first time ever in your career healthy could have played last week and got the scratch call against the Green Bay Packers. What was that like and what has this week been like? Following up, not playing as a healthy scratch against the Packers?
They're, like I said earlier, they're first for everything. And see, me, I've learned this game. It's taught me a lot, not just the game itself, but in life as a whole. And you look at chemistry, you look at the old saying, when it's broke, don't fix it. When it's not broke, don't fix it. And I would be a fool, capital caps, F-O-O-L, to try and come back and create disruption or some type of, crazy antics. That's not in me. And I think this week my preparation hasn't changed. I understand that we're rolling, and this is why we play. I've played for a long time, and the ultimate goal is getting closer and closer. By any means, there's no guarantees, but it is closer. And this is another reason I came back for a 13th season, to come back, try and play ball, win, number one, and have fun with my teammates. And this week, my preparation hasn't changed. I go out, I lift, my routine is the same. I try and inspire the guys are trying to motivate and trying to help Benny out, and as well as Danny and the other backs, the best I can when I see things, little nuggets that they possibly can take into the game, little cheats if I see something on tape. You know, you want to try and take advantage of those things. And I'm on the ship. I'm 100% on the ship, regardless if I'm active, inactive. I'm always the same, and any of these guys can tell you the same. I'm always smiling. I'm always jabbing at guys here and there when it's appropriate. But this experience has been great. It's great, and I wouldn't want to trade it in for anything. This area, this neck of the country, it's amazing, man. This is from the bottom of my heart. This experience has been wonderful. I want to keep on pushing forward.
I know, Freddie, you've got to run, and we've got to run real quickly. Since you love this area, will there be a 14th season here with the Patriots? I want you back, so does that help?
We have to see what happens with the lockout and everything else that's brewing here on the horizon, but we'll see. I mean, I'm no spring, spring chicken?
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah, I'm no spring chicken, and the body talks. And the thing I've heard from a few guys that have been retired for some time is that, one, once you say you're retired, there's no going back. And two, listen to your body and make sure that you can play the game you want to play it. And unfortunately for me, the last 2 years I haven't been able to give you guys or the fans or myself what I know I'm capable of doing. And that kind of, you know, that has a huge bearing on my decision going forward. But I have, you know, I have time. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, obviously you didn't talk to Brett Favre. He wasn't saying once you retire, stay retired, Fred.
Well, you know, some guys are exceptional, but I don't know. And then a lot of those guys I spoke to, they weren't getting $1 million a week either.
Fred, you got to go practice.
Y'all have a good one.
Merry Christmas. Right. Enjoy Christmas in Buffalo. Fred Taylor.